You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 6. I read, "And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts.'" This is the word of the Lord. Now, we have to settle it in our heart that God does not sell any of his blessings. This practice today and this teaching today that centered around you giving money in order for God to lift you, to do something for you, to elevate you, to promote you, to bless you, they are strange satanic doctrine. They are not the doctrine of Jesus Christ. There is nothing of God that you can buy. All the wealth, all the gold of this world cannot buy the least of the things of God. Everything is given to us free. Look at it this way. God did not withhold his only begotten son for you. How much did you pay for Jesus to go to the cross? How much did you pay for the Holy Spirit to come into you? How much did you pay to receive mercy to be saved? If you didn't pay for all of this, is it those other little things that God will now demand your money for? When you hear people say, "I need 10 people to give 10 million naira each," know that that is a satanic doctrine. Those are doctrines of demons. When somebody say God is saying 50 people are here, you must come out and give 1 million, and you must do the transfer now, because God wants to lift you. That is the God of Mammon. That is not the God of heaven. The people saying these things, they may wear suits, they may carry Bible, they may appear noble, but they are nonetheless dens of robbers. It has nothing to do with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the passage we read, he said, "I will give of the fountain of the water of life." Has anybody seen the water of life before? I'm sure you have not seen it. Because the things that are seen are eternal, are temporal rather, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So temporary things are the things that we see. If he's going to give us this water that we cannot see that is eternal, how much do you think we should be paying for it? But he said, "I will give freely to him who thirsts." Even for those of us who are his servant, he said we have received freely and that we must give freely. Brethren, God is not looking for your money to do anything. He owns all the things in this world. Whether it be gold or silver, it belongs to him. The tree that they cut and process into paper and put any figure on it and an image and call it money, God created it in the forest. All the printing materials they use, God is the one who created all of these things. Beware of this gospel that suggests to you that you must give something to God in order for God to bless you. Please, it is not the God of heaven. It is not the God who created the heavens and earth, who sent our Lord Jesus to die freely for us on the cross that they are talking about. They are talking about strange God. If you are joining people in such gathering, you are actually worshiping the God of Mammon, not the God of heaven. Every precious thing that God has for us is given to us freely. All that God requires is a thirst, a desire for the things of God. May the Lord give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.